Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Welcome back. This year, the Women in the World Summit is holding a film festival called 51 Fest because the world is 51% female. Yet with more than half of the U.S. population identifying as female, from 2000 to 2018, fewer than 5% of directors from the top 1,200 top-grossing film were women. 51 Fest will highlight films, documentaries, and limited series productions for the screen made by women and about women. The work covers topics like mothering adult children, women in war zones, sexual assault, self-image. It all kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. at the IFC Center. Joining me now is Tina Brown, award-winning journalist, editor, author, and founder of Women in the World. Tina, welcome.
And
Anne Hubble, program director for 51 Fest and co-founder of Tangerine Entertainment. I love that name. A production company that aims to elevate women directors, producers, and showrunners. Anne, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you.
So, Tina, for people who don't know about Women in the World Summit, can you kind of give them the thumbnail sketch?
Yes, well, Women in the World Summit is the annual convening of extraordinary women from globally who have extraordinary stories to tell. They're women of inspiration, achievement, power, and who are fighting for the betterment of humanity. And we put them on stage, they tell their stories, and we see the world through the eyes of women. So it's really like a prism of the world through the stories of women who live behind the lines of the news, who are there on the front lines as news breaks in places we read about, but we don't necessarily know what it feels like to be there.
When did the idea for this film festival, where was it born?
Well, our partners in this enterprise are IFC, and they came to us and they said,
"Oh, that's great.
We really would love to start a women's film festival." And Women in the World seems to us to be the obvious partners in this idea because, you know, you spent the last, 10 years elevating the achievements of women. And we really loved the idea, and the idea of a new sort of extension of the brand we also thought would be really interesting. And they're such a creative group of people. It's fantastic that we have Anne here to go out and cull those movies for us. And then my team then works to sort of filter it further and to make sure it's in line with the whole message of women in the world. And we've, created some amazing programming after the movie. So I think in this film festival, the conversation afterwards are going to be as potent as the films themselves.
And as you decided to tackle this, it's enormous. It's exciting, but it's enormous. Mm-hmm. What parameters did you put on yourself in terms of balance of films, balance of the program?
Well, I think we wanted to be as diverse as possible. So, we looked for films that showed different stories from different points of view, women of different ages, different backgrounds, international stories. We wanted to have a mix of episodic work, narratives, documentaries, and a conversation that I'm very excited about, which is the supermajority conversation that Tina's going
to
do.
Yes, we've felt that it would be really interesting, as well as the movies, to actually have one kind of bonus panel that just simply addressed the topics of this particularly turbulent age that we're all living in. So we invited Cecile Richards, the great ex-Planned Parenthood leader, and Aijan Poo, of course, who's fought extraordinarily for the rights of domestic workers, and a civil rights lawyer, Catherine Granger, who have actually, they've all come together to create this new organization, Supermajority. So we have two of the founders, which is Cecile and Aijan. The third founder actually is called Alicia Garcia. She could not be with us, but Catherine is representing the directors of the board. And they've started this new, really powerhouse organization to maximize women in the 2020 election, to basically create a massive turnout of women voting, getting energized, and being activists for 2020. And this organization, I think, has already taken off in a huge way. And we thought it'd be great to hear from them really what women are telling them as they now fan out right across the U.S. and ask those people, the women involved, what they care about, what should be on the agenda for 51% of the population. So since our festival is called 51%, nothing seemed more relevant than what supermajority is actually pledged to.
My guests are Tina Brown and Anne Hubble. We're talking about 51 Fest, the film festival, which starts tonight at IFC. I want to talk about a couple of the films. We can talk about bigger issues as well. I have to admit, this is the one I clicked on the trailer first, Untouchable. I wanted to see the film about Harvey Weinstein and the allegations against him that it didn't spark the Me Too movement because Tanya Burke had already started the Me Too movement, but I think it really it crystallized it for a lot of people.
It lit the fuse that exploded.
Who made this film?
So a woman named Ursula McFarlane directed it. She's from the UK. She'll be here, as well as a couple of the participants, subjects of the movie. And it's really, it's a great film because it shows the rise of Harvey Weinstein and I think contextualizes it for a lot of people that didn't really understand how he got to be as powerful as he did. And then, of course, the downfall. And there's a lot of great interviews. I think it's going to be a fantastic conversation.
Let's listen to a clip from the film Untouchable.
Harvey Weinstein was known to be a bully.
He could do anything.
He thought of himself as the sheriff in town.
He scared people in the same way a gangster would.
When you read about rape, you read she kicks and screams.
I just froze.
I said no and I pushed them away more than once and then I just stopped.
It's great that Ronan Farrow is in the movie as well because he did some tremendous reporting around this issue. And one of the things I wonder about showing a film like this is so much of the aftermath of the Harvey Weinstein case, particularly where women felt like they could come forward, people who had sat silent for so long. You heard that one woman say she froze, she never told anyone. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain element to the festival that you hope helps women speak out, whether it be about this, whether about pay equity, that this in some way film can help women find their voice?
Well, I think that's the theme of the festival, frankly, and it's always been the theme of Women in the World, which is finding voices for women, mm-hmm. empowering those voices and celebrating those who do speak out. This festival is all about that, and it's about women who are heroes who simply just kick against it. I mean, opening night tonight, actually, I'm moderating a conversation with Kathy Griffin, she who caused such an uproar, of mm-hmm. course, with that really wild and out there photograph she did of Trump's, you know, supposedly severed head as a gag that really went wildly awry. But what happened to her afterwards is quite astonishing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really found the whole that she was persecuted and trolled and trashed. And I mean, it was just astounding what
lost
happened.
Her income.
She lost her income. Yeah. And so she's made in a very brave fashion, frankly, since she couldn't get any finance or any gigs or any work. She actually paid for this whole movie to be this documentary of her sort of comeback, sort of stand-up act, which she created out of what happened to her. And it's really entertaining. It's very out there. But I, you know, even though I must say I have some doubts of what the original, you know, act of the photograph, what happened to her afterwards is really pretty unconscionable. And she tremendously captures the fear and craziness of what happens when the full social media sort of flash mob descends on you. And I think it's going to be a very entertaining and quite raw conversation, actually.
Tell us about some more panels.
Well, I was just going to piggyback on Kathy Griffin. I think when we think about what the festival is about, a lot of it is about resilience. And that's what Kathy really shows. And when we talk about Untouchable, these women who have been able to come forward in much part because of other women who have also been telling the stories, and they've been empowered to do that. So I do think that really comes across. There's a film we're showing called A Girl from Mogadishu. It's a drama from Ireland. And it's about a woman who flees Mogadishu to become an international advocate for against female genital mutilation. It's a fantastic movie. It's thrilling and it's heroic. The subject, who's the actual person it's based on, will be with us, as well as the director and a couple of actors from the movie. So I think that's going to be a really interesting conversation.
There's also a wonderful documentary about the great Texas journalist Molly Ivins. It's a hilarious portrait of this firebrand columnist who was absolutely able to take down anybody and never feared, you know, had no fear or favor for anybody in authority. In fact, her last column, which was published before she died, it was published in January 2007, ended with this call to action. We are the people who run this country. We are the deciders. And every single day, every single one of us needs to step outside and take some action. Raise hell. There's no question that so many of the women, you know, that we featured in these movies and the subjects have been able to raise hell. And actually, we have with us Kathleen Turner, who was a great friend of Molly Ivins, to talk about Molly and the kind of hell she raised.
The name of the documentary is Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins. We actually have a clip from the film. It's Molly, and then it's Rachel Maddow explaining what she sees as Ivins' gift, and then an example of that gift after a speech by Pat Buchanan. So take a listen.
I think there's two different kinds of humor. There's a kind of wonderful, gentle humor. Garrison Keillor does it, that draws people together and makes us recognize our common humanity and foibles and how silly we all are, and it really unifies people. Then there's another kind of humor that holds people up to contempt and ridicule. That's what I do.
What was unique about her was that she was not afraid to be angry, but she did it in a way that, you know, made a case. She made a case that she was doing it because it was deserved, and she made you laugh while she was doing it, and you remembered her one-liners, and I just don't know anybody else who does that. No. I mean, I wish I could do that.
Friends, this election is about a religious war going on in this country. It is a cultural war, and the Buchanan Brigades are enlisted all the way to a great Republican comeback victory in November.
Bush was challenged by Patrick Buchanan. I know that many of you did not care for the tenor of Pat's speech at the Republican convention. I personally think it probably sounded better in the original German.
The name of that one is Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins. My guests are Tina Brown and Anne Hubbell. We're talking about 51 Fest, the Women in the World's new film festival, spotlighting work by and about women. Brittany Runs a Marathon is a film I'm really excited to see.
Yeah.
It's it has a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is kind of unheard of these days. What caught your eye about this one?
So this is also based on an actual person, Brittany, and this was one of the first films that we programmed, and it's funny, it's heartwarming, it's again a story of resilience, it's a New York story. It was just perfect, you know, for us. And we're lucky enough to have Brittany O'Neill, who the movie is based on, to join us in conversation.
I'm curious about the film, and I can't wait to see it. It's about a young woman who's just kind of a hot mess in New York City. She's just doing a little too much of everything. And a doctor tells her, you know, for your health, you need to lose some weight. And she decides to try to run a marathon. I'm curious about the film. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. We're in an era of people talking about body positivity and not body shaming. How does this film straddle that?
I don't know. Well, you know, I think, first of all, Gillian Bell is the star, and she's an amazing actor. And So she does a really great job. And this is a movie that starts out, she does this one block at a time. So she starts out running a block, makes it, runs another block. I think it is a body positive movie, and mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to come away from it with that idea.
It's more about her kind of taking control of her life than her appearance, is what I'm getting from sort of the trailers.
And about about control.
Yes.
Getting control of your own life and being proud of that.
Unbelievable is another movie that's coming out. It's also based on a true story. I think this was a collaboration between ProPublica and the Marshall Project, correct?
Right. It's really fascinating. It's a Netflix series. And so we're showing the pilot, and we have three people from the cast, as well as the director and producer. So it's about a woman who claimed that she was raped and was discredited by a police department in her local town, only to have two female detectives from another place see some similarities and come and solve the crime and vindicate her.
We're going to actually have guests on tomorrow from Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really powerful, and it is an unbelievable story when you hear it, yeah.
And, you know, we also do have, if you're in a different vein from a lot of this sort of gritty, you know, true life women who are fighting against the odds, we have this wonderful opening, New York opening of After the Wedding, which is the movie with Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams, which is a beautiful duet between these two actresses. And it is a remake of a Danish, an international movie that actually was very, very celebrated, in which the protagonists that Michelle and Julianne play were actually men. It's directed by Julianne's husband, and they, Bart Franlich, and they've reversed the genders of the characters and rewritten it for the two female characters. And it's, I mean, I have never seen two actresses of so different, you know, be so equally powerful, I think, for a long time in a movie. The performances are really searing. I mean, Julianne plays this very sort of aggressive, self-confident, kind of somewhat aggravating, superly successful businesswoman who seems to be in charge of everything about her life. And she's hosting a wedding for her daughter the next weekend. And back into this situation comes Michelle Williams, who is a very idealistic, completely the opposite. She's working in an orphanage in India, and she's told by her boss at the orphanage that this Julianne Moore character, as it turns out, has offered a large amount of money as a donor to the orphanage. The problem only is that Michelle Williams, and only she, because she stipulated she would like the young woman in charge to come to New York and be interviewed about the orphanage in person, which Michelle Williams doesn't want to do at all. And it's about what happens when Michelle arrives back in New York, where she's never been, completely different atmosphere to the atmosphere of this very idealistic and very, very sweet and, you know, and poor and philanthropic outfit in India, into this kind of really rich scene of New York and this big wedding that's about to happen. And then the sort of collision of circumstances that turns the whole weekend into something very different from what each of them had expected.
And if people want more information, where can they go?
51fest.org. And opening night tonight is at the SVA Theater for Kathy Griffin. After that, we moved to the IFC Center.
Anne Hubble and Tina Brown for 51fest. Thanks for coming
to
the studio.
Thank you so much.
It's
going to be a great weekend and a great way to escape the heat. Don't let's forget.